Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the common questions to voters, who's the candidate you'd most want to have a beer with, is a euphemism for likability. But this year, it's also something New Hampshire primary voters might be able to answer. Microbreweries have joined diners, living rooms, and town halls as go-to venues for FaceTime with the Democrats running for president. Reporter Annie Ropick has this story.
At Liquid Therapy in Nashua, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is squaring up for a beer pong throw.
Oh, so close!
She's got an audience of 50 or so voters who came out to this recent campaign stop inside an old firehouse-turned-brewery. After a few tries, yeah! Gillibrand sinks a ping pong ball into a half-empty plastic cup.
Did somebody get that? I'm gonna post that one. I'm posting it.
A few weeks later, the video of that same moment pops up in a campaign ad on my Instagram feed. If Kirsten makes this shot, it asks as she throws, will you donate a dollar today? Breweries and pubs are full of that kind of marketable photo op, and candidates are taking advantage of it. Gillibrand spokesman Evan Lukaski says these are good venues because they're casual and a way for the candidate to experience the state.
She likes to mix it up. She likes to taste all of New Hampshire's great beers. I think this is our fourth or fifth brewery that we've been to.
One even offered a beer named for Gillibrand, the Kirstenweizen. Lukaski says today she's chosen one of Liquid Therapy's citrusy IPAs.
She tends to enjoy the grapefruit-flavored beers. I'll let voters decide whether that's a good or bad thing.
Perched on a stool, Stephen Mino is reserving judgment. He's drinking a lavender chamomile IPA sour while he watches the scrum.
You know, it's nice to sip in a cocktail while everyone just like swarms and descends on these candidates and whatnot.
Mino also saw California Senator Kamala Harris at a bar in Manchester. Another candidate who's hit the New Hampshire brew trail is John Hickenlooper. He ran his own brew pub in Colorado before getting into politics, and he talked that up during a stop at a busy bar in Newmarket in March.
I was lucky, I had a couple of friends, and we opened a restaurant that brewed its own beer in 1988 in an abandoned warehouse.
But not every campaign event fits into such a small, laid-back setting. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg had planned on visiting a brewery in Manchester last month, but the expected crowd got so big that he moved his event to the more spacious Currier Museum of Art. Back at Liquid Therapy, Chris Maloney of Massachusetts says the brewery setting is more his speed.
This is actually very interactive, and I think everyone here will have a chance to meet the candidate, which is different.
That kind of intimacy suits more than just the barflies. Candidates like Gillibrand enjoy it, too.
I love this size because I can answer every question. I can take every selfie. No one feels unheard, and they all have a chance to have a real conversation with me.
A real conversation and maybe a grapefruit or lavender beer to go with it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.